Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Jim McIntyre, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Budget and Performance Planning at the U.S. Department of Labor. And joining us in our conversation is Jonathan Brule. Well, Jim, at the end of the last segment, you were talking about the use of data, and I'm curious, how's the Department of Labor using data to move away from output-oriented goals and moving towards outcome-oriented goals?
With an awful lot of hard work, outcome-based performance goals require an awful lot of thinking and creative thinking, to be specific. One must put oneself in the customer's seat to try to understand what it is that the customer needs from your particular program. In our case, let's say, for instance, it's a worker in a mine. That miner needs to understand that there is a process in place to make sure it's safe to go into the mine and work in the mine and that sort of thing. So the Mine Safety and Health Administration, of course, has an extensive understanding of what it takes to be safe in a mine, the kinds of machinery, the sort of maintenance, the attention that needs to be paid to proper ventilation and all those kinds of things that I've never experienced myself. But outcomes are a customer-centric approach to performance planning. You've got to figure out what it is that customers value and need and attend to the actual reason for the existence of the program in the first place. A good place to always look is the instruction manual, i.e. the statutes that created the program in the first place. There's generally a set of findings or a statement of purpose or an objective statement in the statutes that's been, in my experience in government, pretty durable. Problems are not easily solved that the federal government tries to attend to, and they tend to be pretty persistent and need constant attention. So from a statutory and a customer-based standpoint, the path is generally pretty clear in devising a set of measurements that get right to the heart of whatever issue it is that you're trying to solve or problem that you're trying to attend to. As I spoke of earlier, data is generally a limitation on outcome kind of things. Outcomes, in some cases, are pretty immediate. You can tell whether a airplane took off and landed safely in a pretty timely way. And that's the FAA is up against that all the time. In some cases in government, particularly on the social goods or public goods side of government, it takes an awful long time to figure out what exactly happened. You may do something today and the effect of it doesn't show up for a period of months or even years. Let's just say a person goes into a job training program. That person may not graduate for some months to come. It may take that person yet more months or weeks to find a job after that preparation is done with. And so that may straddle at least two fiscal years, maybe in some cases three fiscal years if you're looking for how long that person stayed employed after getting employed. So understanding the time relationship between what we do today and what happens in reality eventually is an important aspect of understanding how you set up your measurement scheme and what sorts of things that you need to measure so that you get some immediate feedback. I tend to think of measurement as being a family or hierarchy of measures. The top of the pyramid, of course, is a set of outcome-based measures. But unless outcomes are immediate, you need an intermediate step in there someplace so that you can understand how to adjust the management of a program or a family of programs that seeks to achieve that outcome. So you need to vary your measurement scheme depending on what it is that you're trying to focus on at the moment, whether it's program management or determining whether or not you've been effective over the long haul in achieving the strategic objectives of the department over years. And the data, of course, follow that measurement scheme. Program managers, as individuals, need to keep the long view in mind, and they do. But they need things that they can get their hands around on a daily basis. So in that sense, outputs are rather important, because program managers manage mostly to outputs. That's what they're in direct control of. And the outputs over time sum up, sometimes several different programs acting together sum up to an outcome over time that you report on annually. But understanding the nature of the program, the rhythms and cycles of it, the annual fiscal year resource planning process and that sort of thing is really important to devise that measurement scheme that's going to be useful to you and useful to decision makers, not only in the executive office of the president, but also in Congress. They're the ultimate customers, as it strikes me, of what we do, because they're the people's representatives. They're the board of directors, as it were, that tell us whether or not we're achieving the things that need to be accomplished over time.
Let's shift gears a bit and talk about the department's progress. As of December 31st, 2004, OMB's executive branch management scorecard, the traffic light system, shows that the Department of Labor is one of only 8 agencies to receive a green in budget performance integration. What were some of the steps that you took to get a green on the scorecard?
Again, an awful lot of hard work went into that. Step one is to understand what you're about. So a good strategic plan, and I think the Labor Department has an excellent strategic plan, is really the key starting point. Because if you don't have the end in mind that's proper for what you're trying to accomplish in accordance with the statutes that give you your existence, you're off on the wrong foot to begin with. So getting a good strategic plan and a good limited set of strategic objectives articulated clearly is key. The next one is, and the Labor Department has evolved over time, as did the Department of Transportation, is to devise a limited set of outcome-based measures so that you can understand where you are on that journey from today into tomorrow in a strategic sense. That has taken some time to shake those down and sift them in the Labor Department over the years as we've gotten better at performance planning and that sort of thing. But outcome-based measures are very key toward getting a good status score in the budget and performance integration. The next piece of it is to understand and be able to articulate clearly the level of resources that need to go into that. That's where the real trick is, to understand what OMB calls the marginal cost of performance, which is, if performance today costs Y, what do you need to add to Y to get at least that much difference in increased performance next year or the year beyond or what have you? Understanding the cost structure and the resource flows that fuel performance is really key, and we have struggled with that, quite frankly, in the Labor Department, to understand that relationship, because in our business, there's a fairly distinct time delay between the expenditure of a dollar and its showing up in performance over time.
These were some of the steps you took to get to green on the scorecard. How does the Department of Labor plan to stay green and not slip back, especially in the budget and performance integration effort?
A key piece of that is to focus on the recommendations of the parts, the program assessment rating tool assessments that OMB has jointly with us accomplished over the last 3 years, and we're just about to embark on the fourth year of that, or the fourth cycle of that. Those recommendations that have come out of that process need to be attended to, because they're all based on improving the performance results of that particular program. So that's a key piece of staying green. The other piece of it is just never rest on your laurels. There's always a way to improve productivity and improve efficiency of a program, to drive the cost of doing business down or keep it constant in an inflationary environment. So constant attention, constant conversation, constant internal checking up on where we are is really the key to staying green.
That's interesting about staying green. What are the government-wide implications for budget and performance integration? We'll ask Jim McIntyre, the Department of Labor, for his perspective when our conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.